This is Talia White on 101.5 FM with your weekly Coast Watch fishing report. There have been plenty of winter whiting moving around the chain banks and banana banks in the Southern Bay. Good numbers are also showing near Green Island and out the front of Raby Bay, Manly and the Wynnum foreshores for land-based anglers. Snapper are being caught near Harry Atkins, Wellington Point and along the edges of Moreton Island, while small school mackerel are appearing off Ormiston and the Southwest Rocks at Peel. Snapper, pearl perch and tusk fish are coming off the 29s and 36 fathom reefs, and dolphin fish have reappeared on the fats. Hutchies is worth a look for Spanish mackerel on slow-trolled baits, while the western Barwon banks are producing some solid reef fish. Closer in, school mackerel, a few tailor and trevally are being caught around the mouth of the Pine River in Bramble Bay and off Woody Point, while flathead remain active on the outgoing tide around Hornibrook Bridge and throughout the Pine River. Mangrove jack is showing in the creeks off the Palmerstone Passage and the Caboolture River, while summer whiting are in good numbers at the mouth of Coochin Hussey's Creek. Mud crabs are appearing in the upper reaches of the Pine, Caboolture and throughout the Palmerstone systems, and back in Moreton Bay, good snapper are coming from Captain Nielsen's Wreck and the Curtin Artificial Reef. You'll also find them at near Redcliffe and Mud Island. You'll find also some good jewfish there, which have been taken, and you'll also find jewfish at the mouth of the Brisbane River with live bait or vibes working well. We're reeling it in for today. That's Talia's Coastwatch Fishing Report. Miss something? Catch the podcast again at the website on 101.5fm.com.au.